Welcome to Sonographers in the Cities, where we connect through sound with your hosts, Lynn and Giselle. Everyone, welcome back to another episode of Sonographers in the Cities. My name is Lynn.
And I'm Giselle.
Happy second week of November. We hope everyone have had a great Ultrasound Awareness Month, celebrating, you know, what we do with the people who love doing what we do. And yeah.
Yes. I hope you guys all had a great October. Can't believe it's November. This season and the rest of this year is going to go by fast. So whatever you guys are doing, make sure you're checking in on yourselves and what your goals were from the beginning of the year and seeing if you can check off all of those things on your beginning of the list. Because now you're going to come up to the next new year and come up with your new New Year's resolutions and stuff. But I mean, it's just a lot of things that had happened this year. And there was a lot of changes for both Lynn and I. So you guys obviously know that have been following us, that we've been going through a lot this year. I apologize for the way I sound right now. If I sound stuffy and weird, because I did get sick a couple days ago. So Lynn and I were supposed to record before, but I got sick and I couldn't talk then. But now I can talk. So we're just going to catch up today with some things and a lot of different things in Lynn's life. If you guys had seen her recent post, she's going to share with you guys today, and I'll talk about other things that is related to that as well. But with the last couple weeks coming in 2023, Lynn, what has been going on with you, and how was your Ultrasound Awareness Month?
My Ultrasound Awareness Month was okay. It was better than last year. I noticed that my workplace celebrated more. Like, our managers actually treated us to, you know, a party. I wasn't there because I was off, but they had a party and, you know, they celebrated ourselves. Someone else stole the cake, but that's my another drama. The cake. Yeah, they stole a cake that says we love our tech.
What? Oh my gosh.
Someone else out of our department, but
it's so random.
It's very random. So that's that. And another update about my life. If you haven't seen my post, I am teaching now, which is which is on my plan for my career plan. It's not as it came earlier than expected, the opportunity. But I couldn't say no. It's I get to work with my former professor. She recruited me, and she really believed that I could be, you know, a great educator for sonography. And I was really hesitant. I was like, I don't know. I'm so new and I still have lots to learn. And then she really convinced me that since I did well in my program, I have enough knowledge. I'm qualified to be able to teach future generations to sit for their exams, registries, their boards. And I was like, okay, I'll try my best. Because, you know, opportunities don't drop to your on your lap like every day. And what if I wanted to do this a couple years from now, but there is no opportunities? I couldn't say no. I said yes. And I've been teaching for a couple weeks now. And it's a learning curve. I am actually in the middle of trying to do a lecture, PowerPoint, and then creating a midterm right now. Excuse me. That's a whole fun experience. I was like, I get to do it outside of my job. So I'm loving it a lot. So that's really cool. The new update. And awesome. to kind of compare what you said before, is like earlier this year, what were my goals? This is definitely not it, but look where I am and I'm love doing it. So
That's awesome.
yay.
Congratulations.
Thank
That is
you.
big news. That is big
Yes.
news. So Lynn's not leaving the ultrasound job or career, but you're just advancing and enhancing, you know? You're
Yes.
gonna learn so much more by teaching, and you're gonna learn so much more from your students as well. They're gonna ask you all these questions, and you're gonna just learn with them too as you go.
Definitely. And it's not a lad, what my coworkers would say is like, I'm not making a lateral move. I'm making a like a oblique or diagonal move. You know, I'm still in sonography. I'm still doing ultrasound, just not scanning patients. But I still like to be able to see patients, so I'm still scanning. I'm just reducing my hours so that I can work in teaching as well. So I get to do both, you know, live the best of both worlds.
That's so cool. I love that. And a lot of people don't realize that you can go into teaching and helping the future generations, and you're gonna be great. I mean, you're already doing a lot of that stuff on social media, and you're teaching your audience about ultrasound. So now you're gonna actually get to teach people who want to learn from you and are looking to you to learn those things. And I think you're gonna be a great professor. I already know that they're probably like so amazed. I'm sure. Have any of them said they've seen you on social media? Is that weird
No,
or?
I think when a couple of my followers, they're like, "Oh, you're teaching at this school now?" I was like, "I just graduated." And I was like, "I miss you by that much." I'm like, "You're always welcome to come
Yeah.
back."
That's awesome though, because and a lot of times too, people don't look into teaching until like many years later. And like you said, you're newly graduated, but you're now, you are mastering your skill, and you are very much so capable of teaching somebody else the things that you know. So
Yes.
that's awesome, and I
Yes.
congratulate you.
Oh, thank you. One of the good point that my director pointed out when she recruited me is that when you were in the program, you were already technically teaching your fellow students because you were tutoring. I was tutoring, you know, throughout my program. And just imagine doing that for class group of students. So you get to help more people. I was like, oh, that makes sense. And
Instead
that
of
is,
tutoring one person.
yes, instead of doing one-on-one, you're just doing it to multiple individuals where you can really affect their learning. I was like, wow, that's a very good selling point.
No, that really is. And do you have a big group of students, or is it like smaller? Like, how is
So
it?
the class size varies depending on like how many applicants and how many, you know, they're left. And my current class is the senior class. They are graduating, so their class have dropped to 12, and that's the class that I'm teaching right now, just 12.
That's still a lot of
So
people.
it is. And they're you know, non-traditional students like I was myself, and there are mothers, they have full-time jobs. So it's definitely, you know, very different from teaching students right out of high school or students who are just, you know, full-time students.
Different personalities.
Different personalities, definitely.
Different learning styles too. Well, let me remind you guys, my class of sonography people, there was only seven of us. So you have 12 people. And then I know programs that have like 20 students or like 30 students.
Yes.
It can be a lot, And even when you're teaching in clinicals, you've got one-on-one. Usually it's
Yes.
one-on-one. I find it so crazy when people have like three students. Because how could you teach each
How can
person
you scan?
100% your
Right.
attention, everything, if you have three people? But
You can't.
it's possible. It's just, are they getting the full one-on-one experience? You know, obviously one-on-one is better. And then it depends on your clinical instructor too. But I mean, teaching is really truly the way to go in this field. You have to be taught and you have to want to learn as a student.
Yes.
So,
And you're already, if you're working in the field, you are teaching other people. Like you have students, you have new technologists, new sonographers. You're always, Giselle, you're an experienced sonographer. You probably have been taught your new coworkers, right? And you have students too. So you're constantly teaching. This is just, in a different
Different
environment.
way. Yeah, it's funny. Funny story at work yesterday. One of my coworkers, like, we were doing an appendix scan on a pediatric case, and she doesn't scan pediatric cases often as much as she used to. So, it's those things. Like, there are some scans that you're not going to scan in a long time, and sometimes you might forget, or sometimes you might have forgotten, like, what the regular appendix size is and what the normal or abnormal is. And it's the same for any person who hasn't scanned like a pregnancy in forever. Like, you're going to be asking questions. And that's the thing about this career, is you're always going to be learning and always going to be asking questions. So everyone's going to learn, everyone's going to be a student, and everyone's going to be a teacher, I think, throughout this entire career.
Definitely, 100% agreed.
So I am very proud of you. We're nearing the
Cool.
end of this episode only because, you guys, I got called into work, and Lynn and I were supposed to record later on tonight, but it's going to be cut short because, hey, that's part of our jobs. Today I'm actually
Life
on
happens.
call. Yeah, so I got called into the hospital, and I'm supposed to go there to work only a few hours. I work from 6 to 11 p.m. Because one of the techs called out, and then they have an overnight call tech who's going to be from 11 p.m. to like 9 a.m. or something like that. So luckily I'm only going for a few hours, but I got called in. So that's part of this job sometimes when you guys work this career and you work in a hospital.
And when you do podcasts, you squeeze in when you can, like
Yeah,
us.
that's pretty much how it goes. And you guys see how busy our lives are, and we know how busy your guys' lives are too. So we appreciate you guys listening, and we love that you guys come along on our journeys and support us. And Ultrasound Awareness Month for me, let's just say my hospital did not celebrate
What?
it, which is not surprising because my supervisor was out on vacation actually. He was gone for like 3 weeks. And our hospital doesn't really, we're just like, for a lot of places, ultrasound doesn't really get celebrated. It's kind of
Yeah,
sad.
it is very
But
sad.
I brought it upon myself to make little goodie bags for my department. So I made a bunch of like candy Halloween goodie bags for my department, and I gave them out for Medical Ultrasound Awareness Month. So that's the extent that they got. But we are thankful for all of you guys that go into this field, that
Yes.
want to go into this field, and we're gonna have future episodes with other people, and one where we talk about other careers that you can go into after being a sonographer. I mean, look at Lynn already becoming a teacher. That's awesome.
Yes. Wild ride.
But we hope you guys enjoyed our episodes, and let us know if there's anything you guys want to hear. We'll be answering questions that you guys have, so keep on sending those questions in, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in and taking us on your daily routine or your lives. Have a great day. Have a great evening whenever you're listening to this, and stay tuned to the next episode. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank our sponsor, 88 Coffee Company, for sponsoring the most delicious, authentic Vietnamese coffee that I've ever had. If you haven't had Vietnamese coffee, please do try. Check out the website linked in our bio using our code SITC20 for 20% off on your order. And let us know how it is. The reason I love this coffee so much is because I love its flavor. And I will say it again. I love it so much that I drink it black. It's a little bit neurotic of me, but it gets me through my 10-hour shifts.
We all need coffee. So go check them out. Use SITC20 at checkout for 20% off.
Yes.